Welcome back to the NewsHour. Grateful that you're with us on this Monday afternoon. And with us today, as he is at least once a month, is our resident expert with regard to how businesses gets done and gets focused when you take a look at perhaps outsourcing some HR discussions. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. His name is Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. Welcome back to the NewsHour. Good to see you.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Good to see you also.
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, we did have a good weekend.
Good for you. All right, so Merit Resources, first of all, tell folks what Merit Resources is, and then we'll talk about HR.
Well, Merit Resources basically provides the HR infrastructure for small and medium-sized businesses. So that would be all the HR stuff, the benefits, payroll administration, and workers' compensation.
Got it. All right. What's on Jeff's mind today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about the four levels of HR that small businesses typically have. The first level being nothing at all. This is, you know, fortunately it's not too many businesses, but this is your cash business. You know, my son had a summer job this year with one of those. So
he was, whether you're trimming trees or whatever it happens to be, you know, hey, we've got no HR.
Yeah, there's a business, but there's really no official employment relationship. So that's the wrong thing to do, by the way. So after that, unfortunately, that's rare. The next level is kind of the keep me out of jail HR. That's where the employer's just getting the I-9s, W-4s, the payroll taxes paid, and hopefully the workers' compensation coverage. Just the very minimal HR. And, you know, that's typically your brand new startup business. Nothing wrong with that. You just want to evolve past that if you want to run a good business. And that brings you to the third level of HR.
Before you go to the third level, let's talk about that second level a little bit, because there's a lot of startup businesses out there that are into that realm. Or there are businesses out there that are that have been around a long time, but they're still working off of that HR level 2 model. Is there some danger with regard to staying at that level over the long term?
Well, there is, especially as you grow. If you don't get to that next level of HR where you start to create some more infrastructure, and a lot of that infrastructure has to do with managing your liability, that workers' risk that you have. And I'm not talking about just injuries, but I'm talking about workers being perhaps mistreated or thinking that they are, and turning around and getting an attorney and doing something about it. So there's certainly some risks. There's retention risk, which to me, that's the biggest risk. It's not the legal stuff, but it's what happens when your good people walk out the door kind of risk.
And at that level, again, this HR level 2, we're just doing the bare minimum to keep you out of jail, so to speak. I like that comment. There's some of those aspects about the retention side of this that just go by the wayside if you don't have things in place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And people,
like what?
They see other businesses. Wow. They know how things are run there. And you know, the next level is kind of that keeping up with my competitors, keeping up with the Joneses level of HR, thinking here's what people need to have. And so that would include things like providing benefits, mostly for retention purposes or the attraction of good talent. Or this is the stage where people will start to actually create job descriptions or put in a handbook, which these things are really important for defining how the business is going to run from a people perspective and for creating clarity around what people are supposed to be doing. And these are things that, you know, when you're in that growth stage, you take for granted, and it's really easy sometimes at that stage, or people are wearing a lot of hats, so you know, you don't get into these things. But as your business grows and matures, you need to get these things in place, or you will find yourself stuck.
When you say you'll find yourself stuck, is that pointed to a lack of growth potential for that business if some of these things, in your opinion, if some of these things aren't done, are you just kind of treading water?
Yeah. You know, I read a statistic last week that said small business owners spend as much as 40% of their time on these HR-related issues. And
really?
That would include, you know, payroll and payroll tax administration and the administration of benefits. Just offering benefits is just the beginning. Not to mention all the employment relationship type stuff. So when I say you'll find yourself stuck, it's because it's easy as a business owner or partners to find yourself chasing your tail a lot around these issues instead of being able to focus on your business.
We're talking with Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources about the four levels of HR, and we've heard about one, there ain't no business. Number two is keep me out of jail. Number three is having the opportunity to offer some benefits and offer some structure to the business and the business and employee relationship. So what's the fourth level?
Well, the fourth level involves getting beyond just the tactical aspects of HR. And this is where you start to see human resources management as part of your business strategy. In any business, we can take a look at and say, and kind of lump their business strategies into a few categories. They want to increase revenue. They want to mitigate liability. They want to lower their costs. They may have specific goals around those things, but they're all going to fall in those categories. At the strategic level, HR is all of those things too. How do we mitigate risk? How do we attract and retain talent? How do we contain our employment costs over time? How do we leverage our own time? How do we increase productivity? These are all HR strategies. And when you start to think about HR in a strategic way, you start to think about what can we tactically do to achieve these things. So it's not just about having, you know, the pieces in place, but how do we leverage all this stuff to actually make more money?
You know, one of the things that was frightening, I had a conversation just the other day with a business owner who was telling me that at their business, they have elevated, and there's a lot of business that do this, but he was telling me that they elevated their receptionist to the position of HR. And I said, what does that mean? Well, she's the intake person. She files all the forms and makes sure everything's going correctly, and she's our HR person. And that, first of all, it shocked me. Secondly, it could be a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that is your keep me out of jail kind of strategy. We know we need to do it. We've got somebody around here who has some capacity, but probably not expertise. And, you know, they're going to make sure that the forms are filed and, you know, people fill out the stuff when they become an employee.
Yeah. All right, so at this fourth level, you have to strategically think about HR functions as a way to grow a business.
Yes, and if I could paint a picture here, this is tough on the radio, but you know, when we talk about the HR strategy of increasing productivity and lowering your liability, attracting and retaining talent, cutting costs, when we start to get into all the things that HR touches, and it's kind of a long list from recruiting and onboarding, compensation, benefits, payroll, workplace liability, safety, compliance, record keeping,
wow,
and even performance management and separation. I can take all these categories and I can draw multiple lines from each of those categories to each HR strategy and on up to each business strategy. So all of those things hit each business strategy. You know, there's a bunch of lines drawing there. And you get into as many as, say, 160 different processes, procedures, tactical things that feed into this. It wouldn't look any different if we looked at any of your other departments in a business and how it works. HR is the same way.
Well, that's a lot of stuff to keep. There's a lot of balls in the air right there. 160 different things. And you gave a litany of functions that can be tied back to productivity and tied back to resource development, tied back to expansion. Wow. How do you get there?
Yeah, well, this is why, and by the way, I'm not being critical, because this is hard.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to get all these pieces in place, but I guarantee you every business, whether you've got one employee or 1,000, each of those things I mentioned, you're at least touching on them on occasion. I mean, you're doing something having to do with it. But being able to, and it, of course, this is where Merit steps in, where we can provide that infrastructure for a small business, and most of our clients are around 15 to 20 employees. So, you know, you don't have to have a ton before you start thinking about this. You know, at 10 employees, it really becomes important. So we just provide that infrastructure where we handle all of this for you from the tactical level all the way up to the strategic level and work with you to get it done.
And at Merit Resources, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I have a business, I've got 10, 12, 15 employees, and I come up on an HR issue, because I'm not, all of a sudden I have outsourced my HR functions to Merit Resources, if I've got a question or a comment or something's going on or I need some help right away in one of these strategic levels, you guys are there, I suspect, pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Each of our clients has an HR business partner assigned to them. So it's one person that you can call that knows your business, knows the people. And if you think about doing this year after year, they're really your partner in your business.
Now, I ask the question because I'm sure a lot of folks out there are wondering, okay, fine, this all sounds really great. But this is going to cost me an arm and a leg to be able to do something like this. Can you kind of paint a picture, Jeff, about cost factors? If I were to go out and hire a person with all of this expertise for my 15-person company versus having someone like Merit Resources come in and establish some of these things, where are we at?
Well, if you were to hire somebody that is a professional HR person, if you were to take them from one of our large, you know, big name companies here in Des Moines, for example, you're going to be spending $80,000-$85,000 perhaps on that person. And they're not going to have all the expertise that you have. That, you know, and it's great to have a leader, but they're still going to need support. You know, relative to, you know, what our costs are, we're a bargain.
Mm. Jeff Garrison, ladies and gentlemen, from Merit Resources, talking about the four levels of HR functioning. And if any of those sound familiar to you, you might want to give Jeff a call and say, hey, we're at number two, want to go to number three at least and see how to get there. Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure, Michael.
Jeff Garrison, Merit Resources. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll put the wraps on this Monday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour.
What should I wear to a job interview? Dress to convey your expertise in the industry in which you're seeking employment. That will look very different for someone wanting a creative marketing position compared to a candidate in a conservative financial field. This business tip is from Tarot International. This is Becky inviting you to visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com for more development tips.
All right. Well, that puts the wrap on another day's broadcast of the Business News Hour. We've got just a couple of seconds before the top of the hour. Our thanks to Laura Kennard for coming in with the Des Moines Business Calendar. Also, our friend Jeff Garrison, who was talking about the various levels of HR. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, my name's Michael Libby. For Tyler and for and the music from James Goodland. What the heck? That's awfully nice. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.